Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. The government in Seattle has moved to make life easier for renters. Last month, the city passed a law requiring landlords to give potential renters credit for having alternative sources of income, like Social Security benefits, child support. Landlords will also have to offer an apartment to the first qualified renter who applies. Those new rules take effect next year. Meanwhile, Seattle is still a hard place to rent an apartment. This week, Capitol Hill residents are holding their first ever Renters Summit, where renters can compare notes and decide which new policies to lobby for. Mayor Ed Murray will be there, and so will Sean Liming. Sean has rented in Capitol Hill for 21 years.
After learning that 80% of the people on Capitol Hill rent rather than have a mortgage, 80% rent. And if we had a small percentage of those 80% show up, that's a significant amount of people. And I was thinking, when these people come together, we can figure out ways to help keep rent affordable for everyone.
What is one change you're looking for from the city?
One thing I would like specifically, because it has to do with myself, is people with criminal backgrounds. If they have a criminal background, that they're not discriminated against and they're allowed to rent an apartment.
You know, Sean, that landlords say they have just as much right to manage their property and make a living and decide who lives there as you do to overcome your criminal background.
Exactly. I think, though, that it's America. We always say second chance, a third chance, right? And I believe everybody gets a second chance. And if you look at my record after 1996, you'll see it's spotless. So I don't understand why I wouldn't be able to be considered as a fine candidate.
Let's talk about rent control, which is another issue you want to address.
Yes.
at the Renter Summit this
yes.
weekend. How much do you think the city can restrict rent increases when there's a Washington state law that prohibits rent control?
That is true, but I believe it would be just a simple fairness issue that if you are going to increase the rent, that you give the renter more notice. I know that at the rent control or the renters initiative meetings that we've been going to, several people have been talking about if it's a $250 increase, you should give them 45 days notice. If it's a $500 increase, let's say 90 days notice, and then so on and so forth. If it's a $1,000, then it should be 120 days. It's just a fairness issue that if you're going to increase rent, please let people know in advance, because it gives them the option of either staying or trying to move and find something that's more affordable.
What else do landlords do that make it difficult for renters that you think can and should be changed?
Leases. I was surprised this year to find out that when my lease expired, I went and asked a resident manager to increase get another lease. And she says, no, you're now from month to month. And I was a little bit worried, but then I found out that everybody in my building, that's the typical thing that my building does, is after you are on a lease for a year, you go to month after that, and they never give you another lease again.
Sean, you live in Capitol Hill.
Yes, sir.
Arguably the most desirable neighborhood in one of the most desirable cities in America.
That is true.
Why don't you move someplace cheaper? Are you looking?
It's kind of the first time I was ever asked this question the other day is why not just go ahead and move somewhere else? And I thought about it, but then it's my home. It's where I live. It's been where I've been for more than 21 years. I'm entrenched. I feel safe. I don't mind having to move maybe to another place that's cheaper. It's not that. I'm entrenched up there. It's my home. I know everybody. Walking down the street, it feels like a small community to me because I see people I know and I wave to them. I feel like it's my neighborhood and I'm a steward and I'm there to protect it and keep it clean and make it run right. I feel as a person that rents there that I have this responsibility to keep Capitol Hill cool, if you will, and Capitol Hill fun. And I like
doing that. Are you keeping Capitol Hill cool?
I try. I could live elsewhere, but I don't know. It's my home.
This Renter Summit this weekend is just for renters, not homeowners. Why is that?
Right. I think that other people would be welcome. I think homeowners would be welcome. I don't see why they wouldn't. I don't want to have any sort of schism between renters and homeowners. I think we can work well together. I don't know if there will be many homeowners there, but I know that we have a lot of renters and they need help right now. Bring them together.
Mayor Murray plans to be at this Renter Summit.
He will be.
What do you want him to learn?
I think that he already has a pretty good idea of what we're going after and what we're about. I know that I just want him there to hear people's individual stories, but I'm pretty sure that he has a darn good idea of what's going on. We already put through one renter's initiative. Actually, we put through two renter's initiatives to the city council and to the mayor. And so he has an idea of what's going on. And I want him to hear now, just to actually put a face with a name and to see people and to meet with them.
You've been renting in Capitol Hill for 21 years.
Yes.
We've seen rents go up there in part because of the boom, Amazon and otherwise. So you have some pretty well-off renters now. Are renters divided against one another these days?
I would hope not. While I was out canvassing for affordable rent, I met a very young couple, 22 years old, and he was a new employee of Amazon. And he goes, you might think of me as your enemy. He goes, but I was born and raised and grew up in Auburn with the dream of always hoping to move to Capitol Hill because I loved the vibrancy and the excitability of Capitol Hill. He goes, so I've always wanted to do it. And he goes, now I'm doing it. And I'm here. And he goes, yes, I am paying $2,000 for a small studio. He goes, so I would think that you may dislike me or I may be your enemy. He goes, but I'm actually here. I agree with you. He goes, I want affordable rent for everybody. He goes, because even if I work at Amazon making $80,000 a year, he goes, I still want affordable rent and I want to be able to put money away. And not everybody that's coming to Capitol Hill to pay the exorbitant amount of rents, they're not for, you know, high rents. And so I think that people that are paying high rent aren't the enemy. We can work together with them.
How do you plan to work together with those Amazon renters and others?
The renter summit's going to be the first thing. That'll be step one, getting everybody together in the same room and talking about it. When you have this, look at what things have happened. This is how the country was born. This is why we are the United States of America. When we get people together, people talk and people think about things. I myself actually don't really know how to help keep rent affordable. I think that I have some ideas in my head, but I know that other people have ideas as well. And when we come together and talk about them, we can start making solutions and start figuring out answers to the problems.
Sean Liming rents on Capitol Hill, and he'll be at the Renters Summit this Saturday at the Miller Community Center. I talked with a landlord last month about the problems he'll have complying with new requirements that Seattle has passed recently. We will tweet out a link to that conversation now at KUOW.